today we are presenting a new report on food wastage. Let me start by explaining that food waste means a sum of food loss and food waste. It's important to differentiate between food loss, mainly due to inadequate harvest products, storage and transportation, let's say more on the supply side, differentiate from food that's wasted more on the demand side, due to consumption habits and practice. The study that we will present builds on previous work done by FAO 2 years ago. That report of 2 years ago helped to place food loss and waste in the global debate by showing that about one-third of all the food produced get lost or wasted, and that everyday consumers, especially in the rich countries, waste almost as much food as the entire net food production of the sub-Saharan Africa. The implication of this massive food waste for food security and sustainability is huge. If we reduce food loss and waste, we have more food available without the need to produce more and putting less pressure on natural resources. At the Rio Plus 20 conference in Rio, this relationship between food security and sustainability was highlighted. And the debate also emphasized that to make food security sustainable, we need to look not only at the food production side, but also to the food consumption side. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon picked up on both of these issues, launching the Zero Hunger Challenge in Rio. The challenge called us to commit to end hunger, to eliminate stunting, to make our food system sustainable, to eliminate rural poverty, and to zero food waste and loss. One response to the Zero Hunger Challenge is the Think Eat Save campaign on Safe Food Initiative, a partnership between UNEP, FAO, Mass Dusseldorf, and a number of other actors, including international agencies and non-governmental and private sector. The food wastage footprint impacts on natural resources report that we are launching today help us better understand the magnitude of the problem. Let me highlight a few points. The first is that we confirm the numbers of food waste and lost. It remains at the 1.3 billion tons at global level, what means the one-third of the food already produced. We have now clarified that 54% of the food waste occurs on upstream during the, let's say, supply side, mainly during production, post-harvest, and storage. And 46% of it happens on the demand side, downstream, at the processing, distribution, and consumption stage. Developing countries suffer more food losses during agriculture production, but in high-income regions, food waste at the retail and consumer level tends to be higher, up to 40% of total wastage compared with only 4 to 16% in low-income regions. We now also have a better idea of the economic impact of that. The food wastage means $750 billion every year. This impressive figure is the equivalent of the GDP of Switzerland. And the number still excludes fish and seafood and the economic cost associated with the environment and social impacts. The report also looks at specific regions and products. It shows wastage in cereals, specifically in rice, is a significant problem in Asia. That's the main consumption of this cereal. It also shows while meat wastage volumes in the world is comparatively low, the meat sector generates a substantial impact on the environment in terms of land occupation and carbon footprint, especially in high-income countries in Latin America. Today, they account for 80% of all meat wastage. What we can do about it? For all of us, farmers, fishers, food processors, restaurants, and supermarkets, local and national government, individual consumers, we can do a lot of things, and we must do it. The report shows many of those actions, and we will be presenting them after. To end, let me point that food wastage puts an unnecessary and unsustainable pressure on the world's most critical natural resource, and this must be reversed. We simply cannot allow one-third of the food we produce to go waste or lost because of inappropriate practice when we have 807 million people go hungry every day.